Hello and welcome to our first ever audio broadcast. Today it is our job to unravel the history, the mystery and the secret lies behind the scenes of our 2016's performance night. And then we will dig the dirt on what people are truly feeling about this year's up and coming Christmas dance. Unplug your earphones, switch off your screens and prepare yourself for fantastic revelations and jaw-dropping scandal. First, we are heading backstage to get up close and personal with the cast and crew of this year's performance. Here are Eden and Jacob, the stars of The Importance of Being Earnest.
I'm Eden, and I am involved in two plays. I'm involved in The Importance of Being Earnest, where I play Jack, and I'm also in the 15-minute Hamlet, and I play Polonius. For the 15-minute Hamlet, we've been rehearsing quite a while, but for The Importance of Being Earnest, me and Jacob have only been practicing for a couple of weeks. I'm excited for it to all be over and the pressure to be lifted off my shoulders. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. My mum and dad are coming to watch me. I enjoy performing.
I am performing as Algernon in a scene from The Importance of Being Earnest. I am performing with Eden. I used to be a fancy old man and eat tea cakes, so I feel like I'm going to forget a massive paragraph and it's going to go completely wrong. I performed last performance night and then one before that. It's really boring waiting to get to it, but when it's done, it's good.
After their performance, we hunted out Mrs. Wright, the drama teacher, for interrogation.
Jacob and Eden were hilarious, and people really enjoyed the comedy of this piece.
Now we'll be moving on to an equally entertaining performance, yeah. Hamlet.
Playing a character named Horatio. We've kind of done it a lot in class, so I think it'll be fine. He's quite fun, and also he's quite funny as well, so it adds a bit of humour to the play. I think we did the same play last year, just with different people in it. And then I also did the fiddle when I was younger, but I don't do that anymore. I'm hoping that it'll go well.
A very eclectic evening. It was, every act was unique, it was really well rehearsed, it was slick in between. It was a thoroughly enjoyable evening. I'd probably have to go for Hamlet. I have seen it before and I loved it the first time, and it was laugh out loud stuff, and it just became more frantic. I think one of the funniest things was my husband was with me, and when they mentioned Hamlet, his face absolutely dropped, but yeah, and he was hooting with laughter at the end of it. And really admire anybody with a musical instrument, and every one of the performances was wonderful.
The performers weren't all drama queens though, many of them were musical maestros.
I was involved in the school traditional band. We were playing a tune called Jock Daniels, and I was playing in our string group, which we were playing a very sad tune, but it was supposed to be very beautiful. I was also involved in my music group. We were playing I'm Feeling Good. We have been rehearsing for many weeks. Lunchtimes have been very busy. I haven't had much time to eat my lunch during the week for quite a few weeks now. I really enjoy performing, but it was quite nerve-wracking because some of the, especially the strings group, there was chances it wasn't going to go very well. I was still quite scared it was all going to go wrong.
As if that wasn't close and personal enough, we are now off to investigate the true feelings behind the blisters, stilettos and broken hearts, the Christmas dance.
Probably the dancing, but then getting ready is fun as well. I like the giggledons.
I think I'm going with a friend. My favourite part of the dance is getting ready and dancing. My favourite dance is strip the ball.
I'm going because it's fun and I like dancing with my friends. My favourite dance is the Dashing White Sergeant and Strip the Willow.
I haven't thought about who I'm going with this year yet.
The dance I really like is the Virginia Reel. The others are just alright.
Well, I really like dancing, but I'm not very good at socialising with people, so it's quite awkward sometimes. It's very hard to find a dress. I kind of just decided to go a few days ago, so I haven't really asked anyone to go with me yet.
Now for the kilted side of the story.
Yes, I'm going to the Christmas dance. I like it sometimes. A lot of the time, the dancing's fun, but it gets awkward. I don't wear a kilt. I would rather be casual. I hate dressing formally. My favourite part of the dance, probably the dancing, believe it or not. I've not asked anyone yet, so I don't know. I don't know if I'm going with friends either.
I just don't like dancing.
Not my cup of tea.
I think to dress formal is quite important. Probably kilt's a good one, because then you're doing the Scottish theme. Just everybody talking, being happy, just having a good time out of school.
I will be pretty formal, be wearing a kilt. I do enjoy dancing at the Christmas dance, but not dancing in general.
Not my cup of tea.
Not like fancy, it's a dance, not like a prom. The dancing and the music's always fantastic, so that's the best part.
Not my cup of tea.
Out dancing for the night, and just want everyone looking nice. The gay gardens is my favourite part. So I'm not asking anyone to the dance, because I'll have all the girls floundering at my feet as it is.
We hope your minds are thoroughly blown. Keep your ears peeled for next time. Portree High School, over and out.